رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
The night of majesty is better than a thousand months. From tonight, the 19th night of Ramadan, we enter into the phase in which the nights are known as the Layali al-Qadr, the nights of al-Qadr. Not only are these nights very special, but they are also steeped in great mystery and secrecy. The fact that no one knows exactly which night it is, and even though the ahadith guide us to look for it in the month of Ramadan, and that too in the last 10 nights, and that too is narrowed down to the odd number nights, with an extra emphasis being on the 23rd of Ramadan, still we are always searching for when it is. The meaning of Al-Qadr is also immersed in spiritual obscurity, as it has many interpretations. It is the night of power, the night of worth, the night of grandeur, and the night of destiny. Just like the technical meaning of this word conveys, and so in reality, we are exploring something so splendid that it cannot be described accurately, and we are seeking it wherever we can in the last third part of this blessed month. The Prophet of Islam, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and his 12 successors, have emphasized that we should keep awake these nights in prayer, asking forgiveness, turning back to Allah, and spiritual self-building. However, since we lead busy lives with school and work, it is not always practical to devote the entire last portion of the month exclusively to worship. A person once came to the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and told him that his house was far away from Medina, and he could not make it every night in the month of Ramadan. And so to this, the Prophet told him that he should make it a point to come to Medina on the 23rd night. In addition, there is a story which has been narrated, in which we are told that there was a year in which Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, was sick. However, as it was the 23rd night of Ramadan, he asked those around him to help him go to the masjid of the Prophet so that he may engage in worship. In addition, the leader of the Women of Paradise, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, used to sprinkle water on the faces of her young children so that they could stay awake to engage in worship on the 23rd night of Ramadan. With regards to the importance of spending this night in worship, we refer to a lengthy tradition in which the Prophet of Islam, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, quotes an event that took place between Allah and Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, in which the Prophet said to Allah, "I want a station such that I am close to you." To this Allah replied, "My closeness is attained by the one who stays awake on the night of Al-Qadr." Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, asked, "I desire your mercy." To which Allah replied, "My mercy is for that person who shows mercy to the poor on the night of Al-Qadr." Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, asked, "I want to be able to cross over the Sirat." To this Allah replied, "That is for the person who gives in charity on the night of Qadr." Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, asked, "I desire paradise and its blessings." To this Allah replied, "That is for the person who glorifies me on the night of Al-Qadr." Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, asked, "I want to be saved from the fire of hell." To which Allah replied, "That is for the person who seeks forgiveness on the night of Al-Qadr." Finally, Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, asked, "I desire to have your pleasure." To this, Allah replied, "My pleasure is gained by that person who prays to me with a 2-rakat prayer on the night of Al-Qadr." With so many blessings being handed out on such a night, no wonder we need to work hard at finding when it is, and then spend the entire night awake in worship, for it is a night worth more than 1,000 months. Point of reflection. The worth of worship and the true rewards which come with it are so great. But such acts of obedience in Islam are not always easy. We have to work hard at them if we want to attain those otherworldly benefits. Just as the old saying goes, no pain, no gain.